From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the United States begins the arduous task of nation-building in Iraq, it's coming under criticism for its effort in Afghanistan. Reconstruction there is only now getting started, more than a year and a half after the U.S.-led intervention. Last week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said American forces in the country are shifting away from major combat operations to an emphasis on stability and reconstruction. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on how this new effort is being received in Afghanistan's Paktia province.
Outside a windswept village just south of the provincial capital Gardez, a dozen Afghan men are working on one of the U.S. military's most recent attempts to win the hearts and minds of the Afghan people in an area where support for the Taliban was once strong. The elementary school here in Milan was destroyed nearly two decades ago during the Afghans' war against the Soviets. It is only now being rebuilt brick by brick by local contractors under the supervision of the U.S. military's Gardez-based provincial reconstruction team, roughly 100 U.S. soldiers under the command of Special Forces Colonel Chris Allen.
You know, what you saw in combat operations, when you're out shooting people, you know, trying to identify bad guys and shooting people, that secures the peace for maybe 10, 15 minutes as long as you're there. Reconstruction secures the peace for 5, 10, 15 years. So it's all part of the same equation. It's just which realm do you want to work in, the short term or the long term?
The Gardez Provincial Reconstruction Team has been working here for several months and has more than 50 projects underway, mainly rebuilding schools and health clinics. Khan Mohammed is a local contractor working on the Milan school project.
When the Americans first came, nobody thought they would be involved in so many reconstruction projects, but people here see they are involved and they are gaining the confidence of the people.
A mile down the road, outside a generator-powered flour mill, farmer Zargon Shah agreed with the contractor's assessment up to a point.
We're happy the Americans are building this school for us, but what we really want is security. We are tired of people with guns standing on the side of the road, looting cars and taking money from the people. People are still setting up checkpoints and stealing our money. We need security.
It's a familiar refrain here, especially in the south and the east of the country, from ordinary Afghans and aid groups alike. They say the security situation in the country is getting worse, not better, since the U.S.-led intervention 18 months ago. The government in the center is weak, and many provinces are ruled by regional warlords whose allegiance to the central government is suspect at best. Several aid groups have suspended or scaled back their operations in the south and east because of numerous threats and the murder of a Red Cross worker in late March.
I think the level of insecurity we have now is something people don't appreciate. It was one thing that actually was much better under the Taliban was the security.
Paul Barker heads the Afghanistan office of the aid group CARE.
You travel between cities to hire a truck and send it to the other end of the country without fear for highway banditry. All these things are much bigger problems now than they were under the Taliban regime. And so I think it just undermines the importance of getting a handle on security so that people don't start looking back to, well, at least we had security under the Taliban. We have to have security plus development to make this thing work.
In the past 18 months, security and development have had a lower priority as the U.S. military hunted the remnants of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Now the military is shifting its emphasis to one of providing stability and reconstruction. The military is planning at least five more provincial reconstruction teams, like the one in Gardez. But Paul Barker and others in the NGO community wish the PRTs would deal exclusively with security and leave the reconstruction to civilians.
It's an unnecessary conflict. There are plenty of aid agencies in Afghanistan who have lots of experience and are able to build schools and clinics and village water supplies and so on. What we are not able to do and what we wish the military would do is focus on improving the security environment.
Gardez Provincial Reconstruction Team Commander Colonel Chris Allen argues that PRTs can and need to do both.
PRTs exist to go where NGOs cannot or will not go. PRTs have a little bit of muscle to them. They're kinder, gentler in spirit, but they have muscle to them. That's exactly what they're designed for, is to wade into these areas that there's a big question mark, or perhaps it leans towards a more hostile environment. That's what PRTs are for.
Colonel Allen says his relatively modest force of 100, which includes the security detail, probably needs to expand. If we're going to do this for real, he says, we have to shift into a higher gear. It's not clear when or if that will happen. If it does, more men on the ground will lead to better security. In the end, the NGOs may not like the approach, but if the result is better security, their complaints may be quickly forgotten. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Gardez.